Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, happy Saturday, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the new subscribers, and thank you so much for everybody who pushes play on more episodes. I love you so much. Thank you very much. Okay, so today I thought what we could do, something a bit fun, and we could look at some, get this, energetic marketing. I know, right? How cool is this? When you're building a private practice with soul, we want to be extending our awareness beyond the machinations of marketing, okay? It's one thing to have your marketing strategy and your marketing calendar and your marketing content and all of those sorts of things, but what about, letting go of this belief that that's all there is? Because I bet you and I both either have experienced this, or we know someone who is doing all of those marketing things, but still isn't getting the referrals that you or she really, really want or need for her private practice. Am I right? Right. I think we've all been there at some point. And so this is the value of, tapping into your inner guidance and your soul in order to fill that diary, but not only fill your diary. I mean, maybe you don't want to fill your diary, but maybe you would like to see a shift in the type of clients that you're attracting to your practice, right? I think as we evolve as women that do this deeper work, as our awareness evolves and expands, I think naturally the types of clients that we find ourselves feeling called to work with evolves and expands too, right? And so when it comes to marketing, yes, of course, we need that masculine energy of structure, but that's not all. We also need that feminine stuff. And so today I'm going to talk with you about energetic marketing and give you some practical tools that you can start to use to call in clients that you would much rather be working with, okay? So if you think about, for example, we've spoken about this before, but you know, everything's energy, okay? And for those of you who are new to this, I know this might sound a little bit out there, but I promise you it's not the science behind it. And you can go back and listen to some of the other podcasts, but we are energy, okay? We are protons and atoms and particles and all of that sort of stuff. In fact, everything in the whole wide world is made of the same stuff. It's energy. And information is energy as well. We get information from Wi-Fi. You can't see Wi-Fi, but we receive information. We get information from electricity. So, you know, I don't really think you can see electricity, but we know it's there. Like, you can flick your light switch on and the light bulb will illuminate, but when you turn the light switch off, it doesn't mean you've got no electricity. It just means it's not switched on, right? It's just not tuned in. We have energy with sound waves. So maybe you are in your car and you want to listen to the radio, you tune the radio into an AM station if you're like my mum, or if you're like me, you'll listen to a PM station. Did I tell you, like, I'm really good with business but not so great with life? Honestly, the other day, like, I'll just digress. This is how bad I am with life. The other day, my mum and I were doing some grocery shopping, right? So I go down to the supermarket for her. She's given me this list of everything she wants me to get, and she's really particular about the date on the milk. And she tells me always, you know, don't take the milk from the front. It's worth your while to reach for a bottle of milk that's towards the back, because that's where all the longest use by dates are. And anyway, in Victoria, we just had like our sixth lockdown extended. And anyway, there was a bit of a rush in my area for groceries on this particular day. And so I go down and I'm getting the milk and everybody's sort of in a hurry to grab milk. And I'm trying to say to people, stop, stop, stop. I just need to get, you know, 1 liter of milk, please. Just let me get 1 liter of milk. And I'm sitting there in front of the fridge and all I can see is August the 21st. And I call over one of the people that works at Woolies and I say, hey, you know, it's the 19th of August today and this milk's going to expire in 2 days. And do you have any milk with a longer shelf life? And the guy says to me, that milk is actually used by the 28th of August. What you're looking at is the month and the year. And I was so embarrassed. I do this all the time. I came home the week before from the supermarket. She asked for sweetened condensed milk for some cooking. And for some reason, I managed to come home with plant-based sweetened condensed milk, which wasn't suitable for what she was cooking. But I didn't even know that plant-based sweetened condensed milk was a thing. It turns out that it is. And, you know, I was vegan and vegetarian for a little while and I could have really probably done with it back then. It didn't work. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is that when we're trying to attract clients, we need to understand the energy behind it. And we need to understand when we're thinking about all those four levels of consciousness, you know, level four, that highest level of consciousness that we aspire to moving into at some point is the as me level of consciousness. And that's where you finally, like the penny drops and you finally realize that you're more like everybody than you're not. And you even go so far as to say, well, we're one and the same. When you can understand that and grasp that, then you understand that you are in your bubble of energy, they are in their bubble of energy. But guess what? We're all in the one bubble of energy, right? Stay with me. I know this is hard to wrap your head around, but we're all in the one bubble of energy, which means your clients are already there. Your clients are already there. And they're already ready to work with you. But where are you? This is the thing. When women are saying to me, oh, you know, I'm doing all of the marketing things, but it's not working. And I've got a profile on Psychology Today and I'm not getting inquiries or as many as I want. And, you know, I've got this website and da, 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 da. The thing is, all of those things that you're putting out there have an energy attached to them. And that energy needs to line up in a certain way with the energy of the client. And this is why it's so important. I work with all of my supervision and mentoring clients to help them nail their message, because it's through this connection of energy, this energetic selling, this energetic marketing, this relationship-driven marketing that's going to help you connect with the right people for your practice. Okay, so understand, first of all, there is no shortage of clients. They're out there. There is no shortage of paying clients. They're out there. Even if you're in areas or you're working with presentations that you feel traditionally might be a little bit more difficult to engage with, you have to let that thinking go, because that thinking is stopping you from expansion in your practice. Okay. And when you're not expanding, you're constricting. When you're constricting, you're not helping, you're not serving, you're not doing the work that you could be doing, that you're capable of doing with the very people that need your help. Yep. So, energetic selling is about understanding that there needs to be an alignment. And what this looks like when it comes to the manifestation of energy is there needs to be that magnetism. Okay. So it doesn't mean that you have to be magnetic in terms of you've got to be on all the time and you've got to be like super high charged and you've got to be dancing on your Instagram reels. No, it's not about that. It's about making sure that your energy is a magnet for the type of client that you want to work with. Okay. So if you want to work with clients who want to be around that person that's buzzing all the time and is dancing around on her reels, that's fine. That's going to connect with some people, but it's not going to connect with me. I'm just giving you an example here. Like if I'm looking for my next coach, and I'm looking at coaches' reels and I see somebody dancing around and carrying on, that does not resonate for me, but it might resonate for you, right? You might think, oh, she's got great energy and what a vibe and all of this. If somebody's sitting down on their reel and they're being real, real on the reel, that's going to be magnetic for me. I'm going to say, wow, I have to work with this person. But over and above, it's the message that's magnetic. Without a good message, you're going to miss out on working with those clients. And a message in your marketing for your private practice is not a shopping list of how you work with children through to the elderly, how you work with anxiety through to, you know, the A to Z of mental health. No, that's not resonating with anybody. Anyway, if you want to use energetic marketing to start to call in your ideal clients, there's something that you can do to support yourself with this, and that's creating some kind of for yourself, maybe you could call it a client attraction policy. Okay, and a policy I think is a really important word because it suddenly makes it serious, makes it feel very real for your business, doesn't it, when you use a word like policy? But it's very simply, you have a piece of paper. This is what I do, and I do this maybe once a year, and I'm about to do it again as I have new things that I'm about to launch, such as a program that helps people who are new to private practice or who are in private practice but need more referrals. To get them. And then I've got a different coaching program that's starting up, goes for 6 months. So I'm at a stage now where I am thinking, who do I want to attract to this, 3 month course on filling their diary? And who do I want to attract to this 6 month coaching program? Are they the same client or are they two different clients? Are they the one client with two different problems? So this is where I'm at the moment. So I'll tell you my process for energetic marketing and maybe it might resonate with you, but here's how it goes. So first off, I am all about, you can hear me sighing. That's a very masculine energy thing to do, sighing, because the masculine likes to empty. Remember, the feminine likes to fill up. So anyway, if you hear me sigh, don't take offense. It's just me getting empty and getting ready. Okay, so I will get a space at my sacred space. So, you know, one of my beautiful clients, Marie, she sent me this really, really beautiful, it's like this beautiful sacred, it looks very sacred, sacred geometry all over it. It's brushed gold and it's an oil diffuser for essential oils. So I will turn that on. It's got a really beautiful soft light. I will, because I want to do a space that's got things for all of my senses. So I use that. I have my essential oils. So I use oils by a company called In Essence, and I'm not affiliated with them in any way, but I'm just telling you what I'm using. And I got them from Terry White Chemist, in case you're interested. And they were pretty reasonably priced as well, but they're 100%, which is very, very important to me. And so I'll anoint my wrists and along my neck and my décolletage and everything like with the oil. And there are oils for masculine and oils for feminine, obviously. And then what I'll do is I really like, as you know, I'm a shamanic drumming coach. I'm a shamanic energy healer. And so one of the things that I find very powerful for me is shamanic drumming. So I will listen to that and I will usually turn the drumming on before I start my work, because I just find if I turn it on once I've already started, it's annoying. But if I come into the space and the music's already happening, then I don't know what it is, but I just feel more comfortable and I like the rhythm of the shamanic drums. And if you're interested in hearing what they sound like, you can just jump onto YouTube and type shamanic drumming. It goes for about 3 hours, but it's got a real rhythm to it. And I find having that gentle rhythm in the background, there's no melody or anything like that. It's just drumming. And it's so calming and it just really gets you into a really nice vibe. So I listen to that. I really love journaling and I'm journaling on my Remarkable. So some of you know, like I shared with you ages ago, how I bought a Remarkable 2 and I just love it so much. And I know some of you have sent me photos of your Remarkables now and you're loving it so much as well. So for those of you who don't know what it is, a Remarkable is like an iPad, but it doesn't connect to the internet. So you can't get distracted. If you're like me, you've got like a million tabs open. but on the Remarkable, you can't. It's purely and simply for note taking, drawing, stuff like that. It's a replacement for paper. And what you do is you can, if you have a PDF book online, you can download a Chrome extension for the Remarkable, and anything that's PDF, you can just click that extension button and it will transfer it straight away to your Remarkable. And then you can open up that PDF and you can write on it, draw on it, highlight things. So it's really amazing and you never have to print. And then if I write client notes in there, I can just email them to my practice management software. Boom, it's done. You know, it's so easy. So I will journal in that now, because it feels like paper. So I will journal. And then what's the other thing? I also love hot chocolate. So one of the things that I'll be teaching in my private practice with Soul Group is a chocolate ceremony. And we'll be doing that in September or October. But I do this whole, you know, chocolate ceremony and it doesn't take too long. Don't freak out. It takes probably about 10 minutes. But again, it just helps me feel connected with everything. And then around me, I will have nice things that I really like to touch, like nice textures and things like that. But for me, it's I really love to look at my oracle cards. And I've got this beautiful poster by Tosha Silva that's an abundance prayer and so beautiful. And I love to look at that. So I've got nice things to see too. So I'll set up my space, my sacred space. I'll open the curtains so I've got all the natural light. I'll open the window so I've got a little bit of fresh air coming in. It's so nice. And then what I do is I get my piece of paper on my Remarkable and I put a line down the middle. So the paper's in two columns. And on one side, I write down all of the dramas, all of the things that I've not loved about working with my current client list. So maybe it's things like, people being late to appointments, people forgetting appointments. Maybe it's like I don't really love all my systems, which is a whole other podcast, which I'm going to tell you about maybe on Wednesday. I will write down stuff about the clients, like maybe some clients have, maybe they're in to me level of consciousness and they're not ready yet to move into a by me level of consciousness. So I want to make sure that I've got a list here of all the things that drain my energy about a particular problem that people seek my help for, or maybe it's about a list of qualities that I'm not really loving seeing in clients. Maybe it's things that drain my energy, you know, that just make me feel like, ugh, this is heavy. I'm noticing resistance when I see this challenge coming up. Canceling sessions on short notice, having to remind people to book sessions. You know, I want to be working with clients who are proactive and take care of that themselves, stuff like that. So I'll put all of the things that I no longer are aligning with me on one side of the page. And then on the other side of the page, I'm going to put down pretty much the opposite. So for example, if I've got somebody here who is going to push back on a fee that I charge, for example, then maybe on my other column for the clients that I really want to work with, fees aren't going to be an issue and there's not going to be pushback, like they're like a non-issue. If the person on the left-hand side is someone who cancels sessions at short notice, I'm going to have the opposite of that. You know, this person takes responsibility for their sessions and they book them out ahead and they don't cancel on short notice and da-da-da-da-da. If the column on the left is somebody's got not fantastic communication, then on the right, I'm going to say they've got brilliant communication. They email or they message or they do this or they keep me informed or whatever it is that I want to put. So basically, you've got one column of what's not aligned with you anymore, And then you've got a column beside it. That's what you're calling into your practice now because it would be more aligned with where you're at now. Okay. And then once you've done that, you've got this piece of paper there with what you don't want and what you do. And then all you're going to do is set an intention to work with the clients that are more aligned with where your practice is at now. Okay. So you can call those clients whatever feels right for you. Usually people would say, oh, they're dream clients or they're ideal clients. And I've used that language too. But what feels better for me now is to say aligned clients. So my intention could be something like, I set the intention to call in 5 aligned clients to my practice this week or this month if they're, you know, whatever. If you've got an expensive program that you're selling or something like that, you might not get 5 a week and 20 a month. Of course, you can because there is an abundance. You just have to align with that abundance and tune into it. But I find sometimes when you're just starting out learning about energetic marketing, it's much easier to begin with small steps first. So if it's like a one-to-one counseling client, maybe you set an intention like, you know, I set the intention this week to call in, you know, 3 inquiries from clients who are aligned with my values and my vision and my practice right now. Yep. And you're going to set that intention in a way that works for you. Maybe it's going to be on a Sunday, and on a Sunday night, you're going to sit there and you're going to plan Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And in your diary, whether you're using Haluxy or whether you've got a pen and paper diary, you're going to write down tonight one action step that you can do that's going to help that client find you. All right. Help your clients find you. It's kind of like if you invited me to your place for drinks or a barbecue or something like that, you know, swim in the pool, hang out, whatever. I would need to know how to get to you. You're going to have to give me your address. So it's in a way similar for your clients. Okay. They kind of know that you're out there somewhere and that there are people that do what you do, but you need to give them, you know, your energetic address. You have to say, hey, this is how to find me. This is where I am. Come over. So on a Sunday night, do this work, get your diary, look at the week ahead, and your action step from this podcast is to write one action that you can take, big or small, each day that's going to help those aligned clients now find you and make an inquiry call. Okay. Bonus points if they book in, but help yourself, support yourself. This is not just about the airy-fairy, we're thinking about it and this feels so good to talk about. No, that's part of it. This is your feminine and it feels really good, but the masculine is, okay, how do we now take this into action so that we can manifest it? And this is what manifesting is, okay? You are going to, if you use this approach, you will be able to manifest your 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 inquiries this week. I know that because I've taught other women how to do it and I do it. Okay, there's no reason why you can't. And yeah, this is energetic marketing. This is a different approach to you getting those new inquiries coming in. It's different to Facebook ads. It's different to Google ads. It's different to Google My Business. It's different to Psychology Today. But it's still going to get you that same result. Okay. So if this feels aligned for you to try energetic marketing, give it a shot. You know the steps. Step 1, write down all of the things that you will no longer accept moving forward in your clients. Step 2, write down all of the things that you will accept and that you're excited about. You know, the qualities that these clients have. Maybe it's about their motivation or they can afford you or they're invested or they think like you. Or, you know, for me, one of my requirements is that all my clients love doing this inner work and they love spirituality and they love soul stuff and, you know, accessing inner guidance. And then 3 is to set the intention to call those inquiries into the diary. 4, take action. And that action is Sunday night, just make one little action step for Monday through Friday of what you're going to do to help those clients find you and to call them in. Sound good? Yes. I can't wait to hear all your results and hear how it goes. I'm so excited for you. I know you're going to love this. I love it so, 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 so much. And I know you will too. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. And I am so, so, so blessed that I get to do this and get to share and talk about this kind of stuff with you. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you on Wednesday. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.